Good morning. Welcome to our worship service on this nice chilly morning again. I feel like I'm going to say that about every time, but hey, there's a lot of people down south that canceled church, so we must be a lot tougher than them, right? Nah, I'm kidding. They got a lot of snow down there. I know a lot of my siblings' churches and stuff got canceled down there, so probably should be praying for them. And safety on the roads, there's a lot of stuff going on down there, so we're going to start off with a few announcements if you want to look to your bulletin. Also want to challenge you guys. This week is our elders meeting to pick the 2025 church verse. So I think you guys could put a lot more verses that are in the box because there's none that are in the elders box so far for the 2025 church verse. So make it a challenge. See how hard you guys can make it for us to pick a verse for 2025, because right now it wouldn't be that hard because there's one right now. So give us some more options so we can really put some time into it, and we want to hear from you guys, so get that to us, and we can do that. The Chosen Bible Study starts on January 12th. The Ladies' Night Out is here at the church at January 17th, and you guys can read about the details about both of those and the sign-up sheets out in the foyer. And then if you would like a page in the church directory, you don't have to be a member, but get that to April as soon as you can so she can get that in there. To get you guys' face out, I guess, if you want. So that way we can know who you are and be able to contact you if we need you. Also, there's another sign-up sheet out there for the Club Rock snacks. Club Rock starts up back up this week. So if you're a teacher and you forgot, or if you're a kid and you forgot, there's your reminder. So Club Rock starts up. So we need snacks for Club Rock. Look at the sign-up sheet, see if there's a week that you guys could help make some snacks or bars or cookies or however you want to do that. There's instructions on that as well. So are there any other announcements this morning? Okay, we'll go to our call to worship, which is the church verse for this year, or this last year, I guess. It's Isaiah 41:10, and it says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand."
So just to be clear, next week we'll have a different church verse. Does that get picked this week?
Yes.
Thank you. There's the guy I'm looking for, to the nod. And so is it too late to submit your wish for the verse? So if the Lord has laid that on your heart, feel free to nominate, hand in to Pastor Jim, I assume, your verse that you desire for the coming year for our congregation. Having said all that, let's get to business here. 275 in your hymn book, "How Firm a Foundation." Let's stand together and sing, would you please? How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he hath said, to you who for refuge to Jesus have fled? Fear not, I am with thee, O be not dismayed, for I am thy God, and will still give thee aid. I'll strengthen thee, help thee, and cause thee to stand, upheld by my righteous, omnipotent hand. When through fiery trials thy pathway shall lie, my grace all sufficient shall be thy supply. The flame shall not hurt thee, I only design thy dross to consume and thy gold to refine. The soul that on Jesus hath leaned for repose, I will not desert to its foes. That soul, though all hell should endeavor to shake, I'll never, no, never, no, never Take a minute to greet each other. Tell somebody you're glad to see him this morning.
Well, good morning again, and we welcome you to our Sunday worship as well as into this new year. This is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises before the church. A couple of updates. Continue to pray for Ed Morgan. They're still waiting for some of his numbers to come down with being able to do the procedure of the angiogram, but he's also developed a couple of other blood clots. So he is at the Heart Hospital in Sioux Falls. And so I know Ed and Bonnie would appreciate prayers. And then June Ohm sent a note that her sister Bev's husband, Travis Letsky, is going to be coming back to Miller maybe sometime this week. But Bill will be heading to Good Sam to go under hospice care. So any other prayer requests or praises? Did you have a hand? Janelle, okay, that's what I thought.
Just a prayer request for Sarah and some of her friends from the University of Minnesota with her the crew organization that she's involved with, when I used to go camps for Saints of Christ. They will be flying to France tomorrow for a mission trip to be there about 11 days and work with college students and try to reach them for Christ. So prayers for travel mercies and also that they will be light to
So Sarah, Jessen's, and a team from crew are going to be heading to France tomorrow. It's about 10 days that their trip, but it is the goal is for evangelism, meeting with other college students from France and Europe, and understanding the culture. France is definitely considers themselves post-Christian. And so they will be coming in contact with many different viewpoints, but not a lot of Christian witness and influence. So we'll be praying for them to be led to the right people, as well as to be safety in their travels. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Lori. I was going to ask that. Emma and Cody, yes. So update on Emma and Cody, baby Francis. We're able to bring him home, but it is a matter of prayer for pretty much the rest of his life with his heart defect, as well as surgeries upcoming. So we'll be praying for the family, especially when mom and dad have to be gone, because that is difficult. Other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, sure. Yes, it does go both ways. And yes, Shirley has been recovering from a knee replacement, and then with the fall, it's kind of aggravated that again. And so we will, it's just a reminder, when we see you walking around with your chariot, just to keep praying for you. Not only to look out for you, but yeah, exactly. Any other prayer requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Oh, John. And her name was Amy? Amy. So Amy Hansen Hurdle, Lance Hurdle's wife, passed away. And so we'll be praying for the family in that, this time. Yeah, Mike. So give it, give the names to me again, please. And is she the one who passed away, or this? So we will be praying for the family, Jen with the grandmother and dad passing away, but also that God will use, because he can, use to draw people to his kingdom. Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we begin this new year, we are grateful that we can rest assured that you will supply our daily needs. You will bring new mercies, and in the challenges, you will bring the peace that can pass all understanding. We are grateful that you are not bound by time. Even though we change calendars and make sure we write the correct date on our checks, and you pay attention to those things, but you also are beyond time and you are all powerful. And it's because of those things and your character and your faithfulness that we can trust you. Thank you that before we ever were born, you've written and know the days that we have ahead of us. And so as we look at the beginning of a new year, we trust that you will use us for your honor and glory, because you've told us you will, that you have prepared us to do good works, that you have brought us into your kingdom through the offer of your Son, not because of anything that we are specially noted of, but because of your good pleasure and your great mercy. Thank you for the opportunity of once again celebrating the coming of your Son. And as we go through the year and as we come each Sunday to remember the most important historical event was his resurrection. Thank you that we serve a risen Savior and that we can bring our requests to you. And we lay them before you. Father, we lift up Ed and Bonnie, that you would be giving wisdom to the doctors, but also healing to Ed's body, that he can get to the point where he can have the procedure, the angiogram, and but I just pray that you would bring peace and comfort to Bonnie as her and Ed walk through this time. We also lift up June Ohm's sister Bev's husband, Travis, as he comes back to Miller and is placed in hospice care. We just ask that you would be an ever-present help at this time in their lives as they go through this together, and that you would speak into their life. Father, we lift up Sarah and the crew team as they head out tomorrow to France, that you would give them safety in their travels, that as they arrive in France, that you would help them with the jet lag and be able to start meeting with other students, and that you would bring them and lead them to individuals that their hearts are prepared. Father, we're grateful for the gospel message and how it can save anyone as you draw them to yourself. And so I pray for Sarah and her team that they would be a light for you and would learn to trust you as you stretch them through this missions trip. And we pray that you bring them back safely and for eternal results, that as a part of sowing and watering and planting, you are the one who increases and brings in the harvest. Father, we lift up baby Francis to you and mom and dad, Cody and Emma, that you would be with them with the days ahead. We are grateful that Francis was able to come home, but we just ask that you would give them patience with the process, peace of mind and heart, and for the family with not always understanding why mom and dad have to be gone. We just pray for the days ahead. We ask for your healing hand upon Francis and for his heart as well. Father, we lift up Shirley and that you would be helping her not only as you've helped with the healing from the knee surgery, but with the fall and the pain that's maybe come back. We just ask that you would be an ever-present help. I'm thankful for the medical staff and teams around us that you've given wisdom to, and we just ask that you would bring healing to her knee. Father, we lift up Lance Huddle and with his wife's passing and the long battle of cancer that she's faced over these years, and that you would be, as you've promised, be with them through the grief and would speak into their lives the hope that we find in Jesus Christ. And we also think of Mike's request for Jen, and with the passing of individuals that were so close to her, that you would use the grief that she faces to see that in this world there is not much hope, but it is hope that we can find in Jesus Christ, and that you would draw her and to her to yourself. And Father, we echo that for many of us that have family members that don't know you, and the desire we have that they would come into your family. Use us, use those around them to and circumstances to draw them to yourself. Help us never to grow weary or to lose heart. Father, we think of the ministries and missionaries that we are able to support, and we lift up the Taves this month, grateful that they are also able to be your witnesses in Kadoka and in the pulpits that he supplies around the area, but also for the children of the Kadoka area for the release time. We just ask for wisdom and safety in travels as they travel to so many different communities and be your representatives. We thank you for their faithful service for you over all these years and the opportunity of partnering with them and spreading the gospel in Western South Dakota. We lift up our world. We see the uncertainty of weather as it affects those south of us. We see the uncertainty of situations and circumstances around, and we just ask that in our world, people would come to know you, that we would understand that peace is only going to be found in Jesus Christ. We pray for our servicemen and women as they serve both in our country and around the world, that you would watch over and provide a witness to them, but also safety in their as they go through the mission that you've called them to do. Father, as we look at this year, we're grateful for the blessings of last year and the opportunity of bringing a portion of those as an offering to you. We just ask that you would bless those who give and the gifts, that you would use them for your honor and glory, both here and around the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
I hear somebody softly go? That was you? Oh. Thank you, Janelle. That was good. Real good. Okay, in your bulletins, it says 402, but we're going to sing 404, and that's all there is to that. Number 404, The Solid Rock. Yeah, you can stand. Because if you're on the solid rock, you're going to be standing on it, not sitting on it, right? Okay. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand. When darkness veils his lovely face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ the solid rock I stand, no other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand. His oath, his covenant, his blood support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand. When he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand. You can sit down for this next one. Relax a little bit. Turn your hymnals to number 271. Oh, but guess what the title is? Standing on the Promises. So y'all got to stand up again. I'm sorry. That's just the way it is. We're standing on the promises. Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let his praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing, standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing on the promises, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing on the promises, I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises that cannot fall, when the howling storms of doubt and fear assail, by the living word of God I shall prevail. Standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing on the promises, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing on the promises, I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of Christ the Lord, bound to him eternally by love's strong cord, overcoming daily with the Spirit's sword, standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing on the promises, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing on the promises, I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises, I cannot fall. Listening every moment to the Spirit's call. Resting in my Savior as my all in all. Standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing on the promises. I'm standing on the promises of God. Thanks for singing. Please be seated.